Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. This is a quick survey. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Yeah.
Would that be yes for Democrat, yes Republican, yes Independent?
Yes, but Democrat.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. How likely are you to vote in this November election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Likely.
Okay, likely. Okay, very. Would that be very likely or somewhat? Just to make sure about your opinion.
Very likely.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, ma'am. And overall, how would you rate your the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
All right, perfect. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? First one, it says that under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. The second statement, it says that under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Which one do you agree with more, first statement or the second one I just went over with you? Hello?
The second one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear your opinion. And the next, it says in here that mark your opinion in this case of each of the following people active in politics as they are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one, it's for Don Davis. Would you say that you have a very favorable opinion about him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or if you're not familiar with this person as well, you can let us know as well.
I don't know. Some favor, some.
Remember that there's no right or wrong answer. This is your opinion.
Mm-hmm,
I know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are no like right or wrong answer. Which one would you choose out of the ones that I just read to you?
Read them back over again.
It's just four options, man. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat
favorable,
or very. Oh, okay, thank you, ma'am. The next one is for Roy Cooper. Mm-hmm. For
very,
Roy Cooper,
we
just say very. Okay, thank you. And next one is for Joe Biden.
Same thing.
Very favorable?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is for Donald Trump.
What's the last one you said?
Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right, perfect. The next one will be Lori Bacow.
I know who that is.
Okay. Next one is for Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, ma'am. And the next one is, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
A Democrat.
A Democrat, all right. Understood. Thank you for your opinion. The next one is, in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
The Democrat one.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your opinion. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, a Democrat, Lori Buckow, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis. First one you said.
Tom Bailey. Okay, the first one, Democrat. Okay, not a problem. And do you belong to a credit union or not, ma'am? Hello?
No.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And what in this case, also wanted to ask you, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 years old to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
35.
All right, thank you for your opinion, ma'am. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
Okay, understood, ma'am. Thank you for your opinion. Do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
No? All right, thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. Also, are you a member of either the military services, or a retired veteran?
No.
No, okay, perfect. And can you please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is for YouTube Plus.
No.
Do you watch yes or no YouTube Plus?
No.
Regularly, okay. And ESPN Plus, ma'am? Hello?
I said no.
Okay, I couldn't hear you, I'm sorry. And the next one is for Paramount Plus?
No.
No, okay. And next one is, in this case, for Peacock?
No.
No, okay. Next one is for Fubo?
Fubo, no.
All right, thank you. And next one is for Sling TV?
Nope.
No? Okay. Understood. Thank you. The next one is for Disney Plus?
No.
No? Okay. Understood. The next one is for Hulu?
Nope.
No? All right. No. Understood. Thank you. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation, okay? I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We sincerely thank you for your time and your opinion, ma'am. Thank you once again.
Uh-huh.